Vi. Christ both mediator and judge. By personal experience, Christ is acquainted with the warfare which, since Adam's fall, has been constantly going on. How appropriate, then, for him to be the judge. To Jesus, the Son of Man, is committed all judgment. There is one mediator between God and men. Only by him can we enter the kingdom of heaven. He is the way, the truth, and the life. From his decision there is no appeal. He is the rock of ages, a rock rent on purpose that every tried, tempted soul may find a sure hiding place. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. He hath given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. In his superadded humanity consists the reason of Christ's appointment. God has committed all judgment unto the Son, for without controversy he is God manifest in the flesh. God designed that the Prince of Sufferers in humanity should be judge of the whole world. He who came from the heavenly courts to save man from eternal death, he whom men despised, rejected, and upon whom they heaped all the contempt of which human beings, inspired by Satan, are capable, he who submitted to be arraigned before an earthly tribunal, and who suffered the ignominious death of the cross, he alone is to pronounce the sentence of reward or of punishment. He who submitted to the suffering and humiliation of the cross here, in the counsel of God, is to have the fullest compensation, and ascend the throne acknowledged by all the heavenly universe as the King of Saints. He has undertaken the work of salvation, and shown before unfallen worlds in the heavenly family that the work he has begun he is able to complete. It is Christ who gives men the grace of repentance. His merits are accepted by the Father in behalf of every soul that will help to compose the family of God. In that day of final punishment and reward, both saints and sinners will recognize in him who was crucified the judge of all living.